We've been waiting for this one, haven't we, Mike McDonald? Chihuahua and Richmond, we've been waiting weeks and weeks. We had this date circled on the calendar. I look here at the polls, and, you know, the FinalScore.tv not giving Chihuahua and Richland their due. I mean, they got them at number 7 and number 4. I'm going to forget those rankings for a second. AP's got them at number 2 and number 4 in the state of Washington. So tell me what happened tonight between Chihuahua and Richland, two undefeated teams.
Hey, Dick, who runs that FinalScore.tv?
I don't know. I think it's the guy that you talk to when you come on the air there before you get on the air.
Oh, he's very friendly. Let's see. What a good matchup tonight. Richland leading at the half, 7-0, and the game played at Edgar Brown Stadium in Pasco, Chihuahua's home field. It was tied with just minutes remaining, and Richland pulls away for a 21-14 victory. Mm. For Chihuahua, Dick, they almost overcame 5 fumbles. They were still in this game and had an opportunity to win.
My goodness. So Richland just couldn't capitalize on the turnovers?
Nobody could. I mean, both teams suffered huge penalties. Each team had a touchdown called back due to a penalty. As total penalties for Chihuahua, 12 for 124 yards.
Man,
it really hurt them along with the turnovers tonight.
Was it just a tightly officiated game, or were these legitimate penalties to your eye?
No, they were legit.
Okay, my
goodness.
Two
teams, very high emotion, very, so much on the line tonight. Stands were full. It was playoff atmosphere. Just an absolutely fantastic game to watch and call tonight. Richland, and it's not exactly what I'd call a passing of the torch. I would say if these two teams played 10 times, each would win 5.
Mm, interesting. Now, and they obviously can still play. Tell me how the district playoffs go and how we move on to the state tournament. I'm assuming they both can go on.
Yes, both. Well, they'll be 1-2, if barring the unforeseen next week, to wrap up the regular season. And they will both move on to the crossover and out of the crossover into the postseason. Now, on the 3A side, it's kind of interesting tonight. Victory tonight for the Southridge Suns, 31-21 over Kennewick, with Kamiakin's win last night over Walla Walla, 48-21. Those two teams are tied and will meet next week for the 1-2 seed heading out of the 3A portion of the Mid-Columbia Conference.
And I take it that will be on Kona Radio, correct?
You know, it's not our scheduled game, but we do institute what we call the flex schedule.
I love the flex schedule. They need to do that more in the NFL so we don't get garbage games on Monday Night Football. Or Sunday Night, rather.
With all the coverage of the NFL.
Absolutely. Hey, we've had better high school football games this year in this state than they've had in the NFL, I'll tell you that. And you've gotten a chance to call quite a few of them, including tonight. We appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Dick, enjoy the weekend. Take
you bet.
Care.
You too. Mike McDonald from Kona Radio in Pasco. Maybe they'll flex that game for us, the number 1 and number 2 seeds out of the Mid-Columbia.